gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm on.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The House Rules Committee is still meeting to discuss whether to move forward with the GOP tax plan. They convened more than 7 hours ago in the middle of the night. A fifth man is back in custody after 10 prisoners at a New Orleans jail slipped through a hole behind a toilet and escaped Friday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the latest person to be recaptured.
Corey Boyd was being held in the killing of a man during a car break-in last year. The five other escapees still on the run are likewise considered dangerous.
They're witnesses and victims, and all of those people are very rightfully very unnerved by all of this.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Time is of the essence, and we are doing everything within our power.
A jail maintenance worker has been arrested on charges of aiding in the escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The comedy world is remembering George Wendt, best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Wendt passed away at the age of 76. This is ABC News. More than 65,000 customers from Missouri to Georgia are without power today after another round of severe weather spawned at least 11 reported tornadoes.
That powerful storm system unleashing another round of destructive tornadoes. Twister touching down in Madison, Alabama. Trees down in Athens. Snarling traffic for miles. In Jackson, Tennessee, debris scattered across the sky after a reported twister tore through. It's all a part of the same system that's already spawned 32 tornadoes across 9 states.
ABC's Morgan Norwood in Athens, Alabama. Investigators are now combing through videos posted by Guy Bartkus, the suspect in last week's car bombing of a Palm Springs fertility clinic. Authorities say Bartkus posted videos of home bomb tests on now-deleted social media accounts alongside writings saying humans should not reproduce. Police believe Bartkus was killed in that bombing. And bad news for Target, the box retailer reporting sales down 2.8%. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Last weekend, Big G was on scene at the SEAL shooting team's Northwoods Invitational at Harshaw Sports Club. He spoke to Don of Bad Oscar Shooting Sports about the event.
So this shoot has been going on since 2018. The Team SEAL has been the host of this event. It's a great event. Every year we seem to be getting bigger and bigger. And really the initial goal was to help get these northern teams engaged in a competition like this where they get to see their other you know, other teams and actually feel that real competition, shoot a real sporting clay course trap field out here. It's been a great event every year. We got some great weather today. One of the most important things about this shoot, and one of the reasons that we've been getting behind it, we travel around the country supporting youth shooting sports, but in the northern part of our state, we just don't have the exposure that the southern teams do, you know, Burlington, Waterford, all those teams down south. We call it the Highway 10 effect.
Oh, yeah.
There's just not a lot of youth shooting sports events north of Highway 10. So this is an excellent event for that. We love being here. We've been sponsoring it since it started.
Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m., there's a Memorial Day program at the Butternut Village Hall. It'll be beginning with the Pledge of Allegiance, continuing to the National Anthem, then there's going to be an invocation, followed by a welcome from Jerry Wagner, the commander of Post 272, then a Memorial Day guest speaker, Lori Foreman, retired Chief Petty Officer in the Navy. Then there's the Americanism Awards and Badger Girl recognition, followed by Poppy Poster Awards, Chaplain's Prayers, and a closing benediction. There will also be a flag ceremony following the program by the Veterans Memorial. Once again, this is taking place Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m., over at the Butternut Village Hall. More tornadoes were found in southeastern Wisconsin's Dodge County, as the National Weather Service still surveys damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocqueCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night, 5-2. Home runs from Reese Hoskins, Bryce Turang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Reese busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets to second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball or other at-bats. You know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin, waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he see so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
Public land battles have reignited in the U.S. Congress thanks to some aggressive efforts by certain U.S. reps and senators who want to sell off federal land holdings. The shenanigans have got some of the nation's leading conservation groups on edge. More details when we return.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Congressional Republicans say their plan to sell potentially hundreds of thousands of acres of federal land will generate revenue and ease growth pressures in booming western cities. Yet without clear details on how it will work, conservationists worry it could be a giveaway to developers and mining companies while accomplishing little to ease the region's housing crisis. Legislation passed in the middle of the night by the House Natural Resources Committee a couple weeks ago includes about 460,000 acres in Nevada and Utah to be sold or transferred to local governments or private entities. The Republican plan is generating strong blowback from the nation's hunters, anglers, and conservationists. They see the measure as a precedent-setting move that could open the door to sales across the country. The public lands advocacy group Backcountry Hunters and Anglers condemned the recent amendment in what the group called a late-night maneuver that sidestepped stakeholder engagement and ignored conservation impacts. Learn more at backcountryhunters.org.
From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through about mid-afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today with wind northeast 5 to 15 this morning. A few gusts to 25 by later this afternoon. We'll drop to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre. As a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had a big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno,
two, three, one. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
a place. I'll shut up in your face.
That's a great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Just like that, another week and another edition of Reality Radio begins. Lots of good local stuff today. We'll get Mr. Patterson in here to talk a little Shawamigan sports. We'll quiz him on some Brewer baseball names, too. We have Jay Gabler, who has written a book called 100 Things to Do in Duluth Before You Die. So we're going to talk to him about 8:45. Kendra's in from Embrace with our weekly update. Barb Beck's going to stop by. They got some things going on over Memorial Weekend with the Legion and stuff. Republican Party has a picnic coming up. Tammy Hastings is going to stop by to tell us a little bit about that. And the Czech Fest also is coming to Phillips here in the next couple of weeks. So folks will be in to talk about that. We have Craig back in here from Bader's Sports Center, the retired guy, nice enough to set the alarm and wake up early. How are we doing, Craig?
We're doing good.
Do you have to set the alarm now? Are you a guy who can sleep in?
No.
Or are you up early guy?
No, I'm up early. The dogs make sure of that.
All right. So not a problem. Enjoying semi-retirement anyway?
Semi-retirement.
Yeah, it's nice. All right. And Craig, of course, spent some time down at Bader Sports Center still. You don't see him there maybe as much as you used to, but still down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking camping now. A lot of people consider Memorial Day to Labor Day to be the camping season. Well, the Illinois people and the southern Wisconsin people, they consider that, right?
Right. It's the season you don't hear about.
Yeah.
You got the hunting seasons and the fishing seasons, but camping season kind of goes under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, and it's, in the last 10, 20 years, it's changed a lot because it used to be people would camp for a weekend, and people still do that. They'll take the camper to a campground for a couple of days and pack it all up and back. But it's very popular now for people to get a camper and then just to rent a site for the summer now and just kind of consider it a little place to escape to all summer, right?
Right, and it's, we're very fortunate up here to have a whole variety of camping opportunities for people, from remote sites out in the national forest or the state forest to some of the county parks that have really nice campsites and a number of private sites as well. So it's a good opportunity to get out there and give it a shot.
Yeah, get a little more in the people who don't live here are just like, I thought you were already in the outdoors. How much farther north can you go? And now you're leaving your house to go to more outdoors?
Well, that's what we do.
So let's talk about Bader's. Has all the stuff to make that camping experience as comfortable as you want it to be, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, tent camping, that's for the younger people. I can still get down on the ground. Getting up is a whole other issue.
Yeah.
But we've got tents. We've got sleeping bags. We've got a couple really neat products down at the store. There's a lady, I believe she used to live up here in northern Wisconsin, retired, moved down to Arizona, but she does some laser etching. Boy, say that fast three times.
Laser etching. Okay.
And she's made some fire pokers, which are really cool. Couple different sayings on them. We've got some of those at the store. She also makes extendable roasting sticks, so you get the fire going and it's a little too warm, you don't have to sit right up there to roast
your marshmallow. Sit in your lawn chair. As you get older, that is one of the concerns, is standing there and holding it out there so you can like sit in your lawn chair, and as long as the grandkids don't come by and hit their head on it.
Right. Well, and these things will extend out to about 3 feet, so
okay, good.
If you get don't want to roast your fingers while you're roasting the marshmallow.
Yeah, that's always nice. Always nice. And all the stuff, we know the skeeters are already kind of lingering out there a little bit, but the mosquito nets, all that stuff, right?
Well, yeah, and this weather is kind of holding the mosquitoes at bay, but the really warm weather we had a couple weeks ago, or last week even.
They were there.
Oh, they're out thick.
They're ready to hatch, I think, with this wet weather. We know what wet weather leads to.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year.
And the ticks are out big time. picked a few off the dogs, picked a few off of me already, and that's just walking around on the lawn. So
yeah. But all the repellents and all that stuff to make the experience a little better, you guys got all that stuff down there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we got we'll make you as comfortable as we possibly can.
You can't control the neighbors, though, can you?
No.
You haven't figured out a way to do that?
Well, we have the long... No, never mind.
That's where you have the 12-foot-long poker. That's not meant for marshmallows. You can control everything you want about camping, but a lot of times you can't control who it is that pulls in next to you.
Right.
But that is kind of one of the adventures of camping, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of like when I was camping back in the day. I'd try and find a place out away from people. Because the more people I meet, the more I like my dogs, you know, old Mark Twain saying.
Exactly. So when we're talking about camping, everything you need, whatever it may be, if you forgot it, if you come up to the Northwoods, maybe you're already up here for the Memorial Weekend and you forgot it, you don't have to run an hour or two. You got it right here at Bader's, right?
Right. And we've even got some campsite games. We've got that cornhole game or bag toss, whatever you call it, ladder ball, croquet. Mm-hmm. Washer toss, a few things. So if you get a day like today, you want to get the kids outdoors and do something, you know, they've got games they can play and don't have to worry about them running off into the woods and coming back all wet.
Sure. Camping stuff, Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save in Phillips. Of course, Bader's is always thinking hunting and always thinking about, the next season coming up here. People are, it's May. It's almost June. I'm sure the hardcore deer hunters are already probably lingering a little bit, huh?
Well, starting to see a few bows come in to get restrung or recabled. Just some maintenance on them, which is good. We encourage people to get that taken care of so we're not all scrambling, 2 and 3 days before archery season starts in September. Get your bow ready. Get her tuned up. Get her sighted in. Be all set for the big season. And one other season that's opening this weekend on Saturday is the muskie season. So sure we'll see a lot of big boats and heavy broomstick rods out on the water this weekend.
Do they allow people to use guns yet to shoot muskies, or do they got to catch them yet?
Yeah, no, you got to.
Okay.
It's a hook thing.
All right. Yeah, that's a big event for because the muskie community is a strong one. They love that cat, that the elusiveness of the muskie. I don't know what other word you'd use for it, right?
Well, that's just it. They say it's the fish of 10,000 casts, and from my muskie fishing experience, which is limited, I should go out fishing because I probably have about 9,900 casts in, so I should be due for a muskie here quick.
You're due for one out there. Yeah, that is. So good luck to the muskie fishermen out there. And back to the hunting. I mean, people, they can test. You have a little area there. They can actually shoot the crossbow if they're looking for a crossbow. And also handguns, not only new, but you have some on consignment too.
Consignment
some guns.
As well. Long guns as well. We have some on consignment and a bunch of new ones. We've got and I know this is a touchy subject with some people, we do have the AR style weapons in the store. But yeah, a lot of the traditional good old wood furniture guns, some really neat handguns that have come in on consignment. So stop down and take a look.
Yeah, you can get the license right there, and you can get the get all the stuff you need, the lures and the bait, everything you need to make it happen, and maybe even a little tip on where to go, right?
Right. Maybe. Yeah, we love talking fishing down there, so what we hear, we're not ashamed to share with other people so they can go out and enjoy their time on the water.
Yeah, and even if you're not hunting and fishing, if you just enjoy the Northwoods, walking through it, you got all the stuff to keep it comfortable. Like I've said, the mosquito nets, and then when it's a little cooler out there, the warm clothing and the quality boots and stuff like that. Everything to make just a walk through the woods nice too, right?
Right. And right now, the rubber boots, they'd be great for keeping the ticks at bay, at least on your ankles and stuff. So, but we do have permethrin that you can spray right on your clothing. That'll help repel the ticks. Thermocells, lots of those, lots of refills, so keep the bugs away.
All right, BaderSportsCenter.com, do I have that right?
Correct.
And Facebook, too.
I always throw a few sales on there here and there on the Facebook side too, right?
Right. Yeah, Kim does a pretty good job of keeping that up to date and letting you know what's happening around around the area.
All right. So if people want to come into the store and see you, because I know you're, you know, a big radio celebrity now, so you have set hours that you work at the store?
Or? Well, it varies from week to week. So if you see my truck out there, I'm there. If you don't, then I'm out in the woods someplace.
And then you're enjoying semi-retirement.
Correct.
All right. BaderSportsCenter.com. Check it out. They're right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 there in Phillips. All right, always good to talk the outdoors with you, Craig.
Great to be here.
Good to see you, Craig, from Bader Sports Center. We've got a new sports update and your birthdays, too. If you got a birthday, 715-762-3221. We'll get to all the celebrants here in just a moment.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from... Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through OSAFE Wealth Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. OSAFE Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAFE Wealth.
All right, we're going to do the rest of the show in that voice. That'll be fun. The Farmers Market, Park Falls Farmers Market, gets going today. The market is held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church right on Highway 13 here, Park Falls, every Wednesday from 2 to 5:30. Now, this week at the market, you are going to find locally produced honey and maple syrup, asparagus, rhubarb, green onions, baked goods, black Angus beef. There will be freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, flower plants and house plants, including succulents. There'll be bird feeders and bird houses also available. It's the early part of the season, so, you know, it always takes a little bit to get it going, to get all the strawberries and all that stuff in there, too. So most of the vendors do accept the Quest Card, EBT, the WIC, and the Senior Market coupons. Chamber Bucks, also they accept that. Aspirus fruit and vegetable prescription tokens also. A lot of the vendors will accept those. So they're very grateful to this year's supporters, including Northwoods Community Credit Union, North Lakes Community Clinic, Park Falls Lions Club, and Forward Bank. So eat healthy, shop local, and come meet the people who, you know, not only do you get to purchase the food, but you get to most of the time meet the people who are growing it and all that stuff. Now, I want to make sure that I got, 2 to 5:30. I want to make sure I got the time right on that. So 2 to 5:30, that'll kick off today, and we'll slowly crank that up every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, and usually that runs through mid-October, somewhere in that range. We hope to talk a little Shawamigan sports in just a little bit. We'll get to our birthdays at 8:29. Let's get you updated on all that's going on twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The House Rules Committee is still meeting to discuss whether to move forward with the GOP tax plan. They convened more than 7 hours ago in the middle of the night. A fifth man is back in custody after 10 prisoners at a New Orleans jail slipped through a hole behind a toilet and escaped Friday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the latest person to be recaptured.
Corey Boyd was being held in the killing of a man during a car break-in last year. The five other escapees still on the run are likewise considered dangerous.
They're witnesses and victims, and all of those people are very rightfully very unnerved by all of this.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Time is of the essence, and we are doing everything within our power.
A jail maintenance worker has been arrested on charges of aiding in the escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The comedy world is remembering George Wendt, best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Wendt passed away at the age of 76. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The city of Park Falls is observing May 18th through the 24th as National Public Works Week. They are urging all citizens to join in with representatives of the American Public Works Association and government agencies in activities, events, and ceremonies designed to pay tribute to our public works professionals, engineers, managers, and employees, and to recognize the substantial contributions they make to protecting our national health, safety, and advancing quality of life for all. Once again, May 18th through the 24th is recognized as National Public Works Week in Park Falls. So please take this opportunity to thank your local public works professional. This Friday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. over in Mercer, a series of Mercer History Walks begins with Library Assistant Blaze. The walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and this month's walk will feature on Mercer's early residents. Once again, this is taking place Friday, May 23rd from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Businesses are supporting more public funding for universities of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has the story.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week on the role of UWs in the economic vibrancy of Northeast Wisconsin and the entire state. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night, 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Tarang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Rhys busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets the second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball or other at-bats. You know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he see so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because the offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, the softball brackets are out, and tournament softball for most teams will start next week. There's a couple of games tomorrow, but not too many. In Division 5, Mellon gets a first-round bye, so they'll await the winner of Birchwood Winter and Drummond. They'll play up in Grandview on Tuesday. Flambeau's going to play host to Butternut Mercer. They'll be down in Tony on Tuesday. South Shore, the 7 seed, will travel to Northwood Solon Springs Co-op. So that's all in Division 5 action. We have 5 divisions now for softball. In Division 4, Shell Lake gets a bye, so they'll await the winner of Clear Lake Ladysmith. They'll play tomorrow. Hurley is going to travel to Park Falls to take on Shawamigan. That'll be next Tuesday, May 27th, 5 o'clock. We'll have that game over on Trail Mix 103.1. Phillips gets a home game, too. Next Tuesday, Phillips will host the Frederick Luck Co-op softball team next Tuesday in Phillips. And then the bottom half of that bracket has Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser and Washburn playing in Chautauqua tomorrow. The winner will go to Clayton Turtle Lake. So if Shawamigan and Phillips manage to win their games next Tuesday, pretty good chance that they go on the road then. Phillips would probably be on the road at Clayton, not a given. And Shawamigan would probably be on the road over at Shell Lake next Thursday. So tournament softball action. Yeah, going on. Lakeland has another good softball team. They have a 4 seed for Lakeland this year. They'll play next Tuesday, and they'll take on Shawano. Tournament softball. The baseball brackets will come out, I think, later this week or this weekend. As they push things back just a little bit. I think they did that a few years ago because the spring sports season is so rough. to try to get things going in the first couple weeks of April, and they've given teams a little more time now to get games in, and they, I think those tournaments, I'm not sure what the exact number is, but I think they've been pushed back at least like a week or two, which certainly makes a lot of sense. Spring sports in northern Wisconsin is tough, and we've got regional track going on later this week also. That'll lead to sectionals the following week. So look forward, we'll have results of that here and post it on the website too. Birthdays and anniversaries. Hang on, get that in just a moment here.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
All right, we've got an anniversary for Roger and Hope Severson. They're celebrating an anniversary today. And that is from Debbie, from the kids, from Debbie, from Cindy, from Lisa, and Gail, and all their families, too. So, Roger and Hope Severson, happy anniversary to both of you lovebirds today. Richard, I don't have a last name, just Richard, is celebrating a birthday also today. From your lovely wife, Richard, happy birthday to you. So, we'll put your names in for the cake drawing coming up on Friday. Let's see who else is celebrating. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen is celebrating a 29th birthday today. Who else here? He's probably on his way to a Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's looking pretty good. If his career would end today, I don't think so, but helps to get a Super Bowl. But his stats, he's had an amazing career so far, Josh Allen. Of the Bills, Sarah Ramos, the actress, is 34 today. Cody Johnson, the country singer, kind of bursted onto the scene the last couple of years. Cody Johnson is 38 today. Josh Hamilton, the troubled five-time All-Star outfielder, signed a five-year, $125 million deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers in December of 2012, but was back in Texas a couple years later. After he relapsed into a drug addiction issue following surgery on his arm, he had some issues in there. But boy, when he was healthy and clean, he was special. He was special. He was the American League MVP, the American League Championship Series MVP, and the batting leader for that year. And he's now retired. Josh Hamilton is 44 today. Hope he's doing well. Ricky Williams, a running back, he rushed for over 10,000 yards in a controversial NFL career. He is a major supporter of marijuana, of the medicinal benefits of marijuana and its properties. He has been very outspoken, has a podcast about that. And he basically left the NFL for that. I mean, kind of. 48. He was good. When he was, in his prime, he was fun to watch. Hair flowing out the back of his helmet. Ricky Williams, 48. Fairuza Balk, the actress from Deuces Wild, Almost Famous, is 51 today. We've got Nick Cassavetes, the son of actor-director John Cassavetes and actress Gina Rollins. He's 66 today. Judge Reinhold, the actor, Beverly Hills Cop, the old banana in the tailpipe trick. Ruthless People, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 68 for Judge Reinhold today. Mr. T is celebrating a 73rd birthday today. 73rd. All that bling that he wears, he's now got one of those emergency buttons in there, too. Probably a gold one, I would guess. Mr. T, his real name is Larry. Doesn't seem right, does it? Lawrence Tarod. Mr. T is 73. Al Franken, Minnesota guy. He was on the, he was a Minnesota senator for a while on Saturday Night Live. Al Franken is 74 today. Bobby Cox, his managerial Success landed him in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2014. Under Cox, the Atlanta Braves had a run of 14 straight NL East titles from 91 to 2005, but they only managed to get one World Series in there. 84, Bobby Cox still going today. And Raymond Burr, the imposing actor, created the television role of Perry Mason and Chief Ironside. He also had a long film career with roles in such acclaimed pictures as Rear Window. Raymond Burr, born on this day, 1917. He passed back in 1993.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025, Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
All right, we're about a week and a half out from the deadline to sign up for the Brewer bus trip. So if you want to do it, please do so. The bus is a little over half full, so we need to get a few more people to make that happen on June the 21st.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
We got all kinds of stuff going on here this weekend. We have a garage sale. You might want to put this on your list of garage sales. It'll start tomorrow and run all the way through Sunday. Tomorrow through Sunday. And that's at W6504 County Road D. In Phillips, County Road D, W6504, County Road D in Phillips. That is the Stonke residence. So that's going on from 8 to 5, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you want to take that in. Also, we have a big potluck picnic coming up on Sunday at the Lugerville School on Highway F. Starts at 11:30. Bring a dish to pass. All are welcome at that event at the Lugerville School. In Lugerville this Sunday, big garage sale and brat sale happening at St. Teresa's Church parking lot and dining hall on Highway 13 in Phillips. And that is happening on Saturday, and that'll be from 8 to 3 on Saturday, if you want to take that in. Many of the items are making offer. I don't think the brat sale is not making an offer, but the garage sale items, many items, not all of them. So that's Saturday, St. Teresa's in Phillips, right on Highway 13, and that's going on from 8 to 3. All right. Also, a big brat and hot dog sale put on by the Kennan American Legion and Auxiliary Unit 362. That's happening in downtown Catawba. All the lights of the big city. Right along Highway 8, there will be a tent set up next to Fraser's Mercantile, and that'll be 10 to 2 for that Broughton hot dog sale happening on the 24th on Saturday. So lots of stuff. Lots of memorial horse observances over the weekend. Memorial service will be held in Mercer, VFW Post 9536, doing that at 10 o'clock on May the 26th at the Mercer Cemetery. So also the Butternut, we'll cover some of those other ones also in just a little bit here on Reality Radio at 844.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Aspirus. Their mission, they heal, promote health, and strengthen communities. Their vision, they create healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others.
Looking to build or remodel? Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Spruce up inside with Hallman Lindsay paint and protect your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is ready to help turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Ron Ernst Lumber today, a family-owned business proudly serving the community since 1971. Get started now with a team that knows building from the ground up.
Are you ready for a Northwoods Music Festival like never before? 18 artists from 13 states, 2 days, jam-packed at Big Dipper Fest. May 24th and 25th on Shady Knoll Road, featuring Dig Deep, Tyler and the Train Robbers, the Big Dipper Band, Artist at Large Kevin Tressler, and so many more. Incredible food on site from Taco Dan, Lola's Lunchbox, and CJ's Coffee and Cream. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for tickets and details. Presented by the Big Dipper and Idle Hour Resort. Dipper Fest, May 24th and 25th. Be there.
All right. We promised you we were going to talk about this really cool book called 100 Things to Do in Duluth Before You Die, and we have Jay Gabler, who is the author of the book, with us to talk about that. Jay, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Joel. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So give us a little history of you, Jay. Are you a Duluth guy, or what in life led you to this book, I guess?
Absolutely. I am a Duluth guy. I have been since 2022. Before that, I lived in Minneapolis, where I grew up primarily in the Twin Cities. I did spend 5 years as a kid living in Duluth, and it made a huge impact on me. It's one of the things that motivated my decision with my family to move back here in 2022 to take a job at the Duluth News Tribune, where I am arts and entertainment reporter. So that's a job that has me. I have the privilege of covering all the cool things happening on Duluth's A&E scene, and put me in a great position to write this book when I was approached by Reedy Press.
Yeah, so journalism has been a part of your life, your career, all the way through. Is that right? Or
almost all the way through. I've been a working journalist for between 15 and 20 years now. Before that, I spent a long time in graduate school where I studied sociology, and I've also had stints in early childhood education, golf caddying, a couple other different careers. But yes, primarily journalism since 2007.
Well, I've been doing this morning show here in Park Falls. We're about, if you don't know where we are, a couple hours south of Ashland, about an hour. And I've been here for 25 years, and every few months I tell people, because I talk to people, my friends, and I say, you've been up to Superior, right? You've been up. They say, oh, God. Either I haven't been there in years, or I have never been there. I'm just like, I said, you have an ocean right there, like an hour north of you. What are you doing here, people? Duluth is one of my favorite places. I have friends up there, and my wife and I, at least a couple times a year, the trek across the bridge. It is, Jay, sell it a little bit to people in Park Falls who just haven't taken the time to go up there, because it really is an amazing city.
It is. Well, it's America's most inland seaport. So that's a remarkable thing that you can just drive a couple of hours from where you are right now and see ocean-going vessels come in under the aerial lift bridge. I say it's a small city that makes a big impression. So it may not seem small to, you know, people living in smaller communities across the Northland here, but it's a city of 86,000. So about America's 350th largest city But it's a city that people never forget. It really makes an impact on you. It's incredibly striking, the sight of this, as you mentioned, the great unsalted sea, as we call it, of Lake Superior. And it's built on a hill. So it's like the whole city is a theater where you're looking down at the lake. I'm looking at the lake right now, in fact. Just about everywhere in Duluth, you can see the lake. You can see the port. There's an incredible amount to see and do.
Yeah, exactly. And it has, I mean, there's three elements of it. There's obviously the Lake Superior right there and the ability to walk down there and all that stuff. And then the hill with the scenic view. And then if you go north of Duluth, it really gets interesting up there with the falls and the different rock textures and the mining history. It's a trifecta, I call it, up there, of just three different little worlds all in one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Iron Range has its own incredible history and culture. If you're headed sort of due north or sort of northwest of Duluth, you can go up there and you can go in. What I believe is the world's deepest underground mine tour available to the public at the Sudan Mine. So that's another extraordinary thing you can do up here. But then, of course, yeah, if you go northeast up the north shore of Lake Superior, then yes, waterfalls galore, incredible tourist spots, beautiful views, and good swimming too. It's Lake Superior, you know, so the temperature is
cool,
brisk, but it is, there are beautiful beaches in Duluth. And in the summer, you know, you look out, and some people actually, they look out and they, if they only see a picture, they think they're looking at the ocean. It's that big.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. So when you're putting together this book, 100 Things to Do in Duluth Before You Die, what would you estimate? How many things did you have to edit out? Did you have to leave behind out of that 100?
You know, I didn't start out by making 1,000, you know, a list of 1,000 things, then paring it down. I kind of knew I was aiming for 100, but I certainly could have found 900 more things that I could have included. There were a couple that I thought about including and didn't quite make the cut, and I won't, you know, mention what those are, but, you know, we knew from the beginning it was going to be 100 things, and the publisher had five categories those things fall into, so I really sort of made a list of about 20 things in each of the five categories: food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, culture and history, shopping and fashion, and kind of got to where I wanted to be.
All right. So give me something for our Park Falls, Phillips, our Price County people down here. Give me something that maybe that they don't know and I don't know. Maybe something that you found that even surprised you about a hidden thing to do in Duluth.
Well, you know, Duluth has a revolving restaurant, which I always talk about because I think people don't realize how increasingly rare that is. It used to be a thing all around the world back in the 60s. People bought, you know, built their revolving restaurants. It was thinking of sort of a space age tourist attraction. But most of them now have been closed, have been taken down, have been turned into private spaces. There are only about a dozen left in the United States that you can actually just walk into and have a meal. And that is Harbor 360 at the top of the Radisson in Duluth. So I always like to shout that out. We've got an incredible ballet company here, Minnesota Ballet. You might not think about Minnesota or Duluth as being ballet hotbeds, but people come from across the country to dance with Minnesota Ballet. Nice. We have a children's museum, one of the oldest children's museums in the country. We have two scenic railroads. You can go up the North Shore, or you can go down the St. Louis River. And they're just a few fun facts for you.
And the theater community there. I have a friend of mine who's involved in directing plays right in downtown Duluth. The theater community is very strong in Duluth, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a historic arts and theater district down on Superior Street. And I've been talking with people here in the local theater scene. We think there is more original theater being produced in downtown Duluth now than there has been for decades and decades, if ever. We've got at least three companies producing original theater right there in the historic arts and theater district. We have touring Broadway shows that come to the deck, all sorts of interesting little indie productions that pop up. So yeah, really impressive theater and music scene. We've got an opera company, which people are a little bit surprised to learn.
Yeah.
True. The Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra. And then of course, all the great, you know, pop, rock, hip hop, jazz musicians that you can see at the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival.
Yeah, and with the UMD, University of Minnesota Duluth there, it brings a whole level of youth and excitement, I think, to the city too, with the kids there, right?
Yeah, big college town. There's the University of Minnesota Duluth. There's the College of St. Scholastica across the harbor in Superior. There's the University of Wisconsin Superior. We've got Lake Superior College. Yeah, huge college town. A lot of education happening here.
Yeah, we're with Jay Gabler, who is the author of a book called 100 Things to Do in Duluth Before You Die. To me, one of the construction that's going on there, still going on there to get to the top of the hill. I was just there a couple of weeks ago, a couple of summers ago, led my wife and I to a park that we had never known before. I don't even know the name of it. It's right on top of the hill there, and it overlooks the city, and it has some beautiful, I think, I don't know how you, it has a different culture. You probably know what park I'm talking about, don't you? Right on top of the hill.
You know, there are a few, but you could be thinking about Anger Park.
I think
which
that
is amazing.
Yes.
It's got Anger Tower there.
Yeah.
The giant tower. It's an incredible attraction. It's free. It's a park. You can go, you can enjoy this stunning view. You can climb the tower, and the Superior Hiking Trail passes right by there as well. So you can take a little hike, and there are a lot of picnic tables. So great spot to grab a bite, or seasonally, there is a food truck that'll hook you up as well.
Yeah. And Duluth, a lot of people think, well, I'm in the Northwoods already. I don't need to go any further north. I get it. I got woods and stuff here, but Duluth is really for everybody. If you want to outdoors it, you can do it. Great shopping there in Duluth, too, and great food and culture and arts. Really, whatever somebody likes to do, even sports and stuff like that with the deck and all the concerts, it's just got a little bit of everything going on, doesn't it?
That's true, including a zoo, which I was just thinking about, because when you mentioned this, people might think, oh, I don't need to go anywhere. I'm already in these beautiful North Woods. That was actually an argument against building a zoo in Duluth, which is now about 100 years old. You know, for a long time, Duluthians were like, let's get a zoo. But, you know, people would say, ah, why spend the money? We're in the North Woods. We have animals, right? There are bears around. There are deer. It's like, well, yeah, but it's not quite the same as like a lion, right?
Yeah.
So we did get a zoo. And so, yeah, the Lake Superior Zoo is an incredible attraction as well.
Oh, we got a giraffe for literally 40. I'm looking out my window. 40 miles that way, there's a family of giraffes here over in Minocqua at the zoo. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Well, there you go. One of 100 things to do in Minocqua before you die.
There you go. So what stands out when I ask you, what was the most surprising thing that you found about this? Something that you just found out and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I not know that? Or why is that here? Or what's it doing here? Anything that stands out.
Well, we have Granitoid Memorial Park, yeah, there you go. So Granitoid was the trademark name for a type of concrete pavement. Over a century ago, someone came up with the idea, because this is, you know, in the early 1900s, and the thought was that you needed a concrete surface that can accommodate both the growing automotive traffic, which is becoming a thing, and you still had horses and carriages. So you needed a surface that could accommodate both. And so someone figured out Granitoid, which is like a concrete surface with little, you know, hashes scored in it to help get the horses have traction for their hooves. And so this was, you know, installed in Duluth and other places. And, you know, several years ago, the city was finally ready to resurface the street. It had been 100 years or so, but this is the Duluth loves preservation. And in this case, the residents in the neighborhood came together and said, oh, whoa, 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 you can't take out the historic Granitoid surface. This is history here. So the city's like, all right, listen, we'll leave a couple blocks of it so you can still drive and walk over it. And the rest of it will tear up and you can do what you want with it. And so the residents put it in a little park just off the street. And it's literally Granitoid Memorial Park. It's a park paying tribute to concrete surface. And that is why Duluth has the second oldest surviving stretch of concrete road in the United States.
Very cool.
It's a spot in Ohio that has a speed. So yeah. There's another fun fact for
you. Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, I was paging through the book yesterday, and there's just a lot of great stuff in here. But there were a couple of things that I thought maybe that should have been in the book. So here we go. The Morning Show with Joel Karnick. My top three list of things that Jay will put in his next book about Duluth. Okay, you ready for this? All right.
Okay.
Number three, the lawn chair stacking contest on the Duluth Bridge. How about that?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
No, it doesn't exist, but I'm going to create it. I just thought it would be dangerous and fun. Number two, Sasquatch Bingo, I think, would be good also for the Duluth area. And number one, the Test Your Brake contest on Miller Hill, any highway. All those would be wonderful things to maybe incorporate that in the Duluth Festival or something like that. A sense of danger and fun at the same time, Jay. Why not, huh?
That sounds great. And I know a lot of people think that they have seen Bigfoot up or heard a Sasquatch up here in the North Woods. So definitely you could fill out a bingo card.
Anytime anyone goes to Duluth, and we go up the hill, up the Miller Hill. We think to ourselves, how do they do this in wintertime? tell us about, you probably have a personal experience of trying to get up that hill maybe on a snowy day.
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely. My most memorable personal experience, though, did involve me going up or down the hill. It involved me going, you know, through a green light across a street coming down the hill, 6th Avenue, when a driver who, I have to say it, was a guy from the Twin Cities.
Oh, those Twin Cities.
Did not, yeah. You know, brake when he needed to and slid through that red light. We had a little fender bender. It was kind of slow motion by the time our cars made contact. But yeah, definitely a lesson for him and me in how to be a little bit more careful in that those slick conditions, especially when it's actively snowing in Duluth.
Sure. Where can our listeners find this book? All the normal places, Jay, or where's a good place to find the book? Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. The Reedy Press is the publisher. You can find it on their website. You can find it. You can ask your favorite local bookstore to have it, you know, special ordered. You can order it online if you like to buy books online. And you can find more information about the book and other events I'm doing at my website, jaygabler.com, jaygabler.com.
All right. 100 things to do in Duluth before you die. People, you will not be disappointed if you haven't been to Duluth or you've never been to Duluth. It's such a you can even day trip it. I mean, you're 2 hours from Park Falls if the expenses are tight. You guys have some great places to stay up there, not from the hotels to the Airbnbs and stuff like that. And I have to mention, I can't let you go, Jay, without mentioning the restaurants too, because you guys have some great, you got the chains, of course, those are fine, but you've got some local establishment. I have a cousin who owns a place up there, has for many years, right on the right down on the water. Just some great dining options.
Oh yeah, I love to go to the Pickwick classic steak place, right across from Fitger's Brewery. There's Va Bene with an incredible outdoor, they call it the Grotto, a semi-enclosed dining area overlooking the North Shore Scenic Railroad and